All right, I saw something on TV the other day that's really fucking with my chi, okay? I'm giving up on television from now on. I won't put up with something that pisses me off that much, even if it's sucking my dick for free. So, fuck you, Ted Turner. Even if you were here right now, stuffing your face with my cock, I still wouldn't turn on the fucking TV, okay? Maybe if I cram my remote control up your ass, you'll suck harder. If they started building television sets with fake pussies in them, well, that's all a TV is in the first place, isn't it? A big, glowing, fake pussy for people to watch. TV must stand for tits and vaginas, because that's all they ever fucking show anymore. I'm starting to think TV was invented so every butt-ugly male loser who can't even get Courtney Love to fuck him can still have a decent pair of tits right there in his living room. You know, there's a pair of tits reporting the news, a pair of tits advertising long-distance service. It's 3 in the fucking morning, and there's a pair of tits trying to sell me pills that'll give me an erection. What the fuck am I supposed to do alone with an erection at 3 in the morning? What, rub it against TV Land reruns of The Honeymooners or something? Oh yeah, baby, I want to hear Trixie Norton squeal. Oh, I want to go hammer her family-friendly ass into the mattress behind Ed's back while he's down in the sewers waiting in shit water. Yeah, yeah, that gets me off. So TV had points against it with me already. You know, it's degrading to females in the first place, and besides that, it pisses me off. But that's not what set me off here. The tits I can take. Well, barely, but I can take it. I was watching something, the pair of tits doing something. I think they were bouncing and trying to tell me about stock options or something. And then suddenly there's this guy standing there with this barefoot little third world kid, and he says, "This is Ariana. She and her family are starving." You know, this guy in a $500 suit, and he's talking, "Ariana is starving." Well, buy the bitch a hamburger, you stupid shit. What kind of fucking prick stands there in a 3-piece suit with a starving little girl and just watches her starve just so he can tell me she's fucking starving? Someone should kick this fucker in the head. That's fucking crazy. But that's not all, because Ariana has to walk these filthy streets with no shoes and plays in sewer-tainted water. And, okay, now he's pissing me off, because he's looking at me like this is my fucking fault or something. I'm supposed to feel guilty here. This little bitch is playing in the sewer, and this is my fault. Somehow, I'm the one who told her to go jump in shit water and roll around like Daisy Duke in bacon grease, and it's all my fault. I caused this somehow. I'm going to hell and burn forever because little Ariana is playing in fucking sewer water. I'm such a bastard, right? This piece of shit comes on my TV in the middle of all my important tit watching to make me feel guilty about something I didn't even fucking do. How did I cause this? You know, you don't want the kid playing in sewer water, then tell her to get the fuck out of the water. You don't want her walking around barefoot in the street, then tell her to go in the fucking house. What the fuck does this have to do with me? Sounds like she's just got lousy parents to me. And then finally he gets to it.
"For $20 a month, you can sponsor this child and get her the food and medicine she desperately needs."
Aha! I get it now. Okay, I'm a business-minded American. What do I get out of it? Is this like a rent-to-own kind of deal or something here? You know, because if I'm gonna pay $20 a month, they better mail the little bitch to me, because I'm gonna put her to work, you know? Mow my backyard, biatch! Now make me some Nikes! So let me get this straight here, okay? Just to make sure I'm not going Beck brainless here. You're gonna spend a couple of hundred K to fly a camera crew and a rich actor across the planet, film and produce a commercial, and buy the airtime to put it on my TV to tell me that if I don't give you money, this little girl is gonna die. Well, you know what? That sounds like fucking ransom to me. You people should be fucking killed.
Send us money or Ariana is going to die.
If I send anything, it's gonna be a hit squad to kill you motherfuckers. Then I'm gonna mail your dead asses to Ariana's family so they can have a fucking barbecue. How can you slime suckers keep a straight face while you're telling me that I have to send money to buy Ariana's medicine? If you'd just given her the money it took to make the commercial, she wouldn't even need any fucking medicine. You could get every starving kid in that neighborhood a fucking sex change with that much money. You think we're all that stupid? We know what you're really saying is to send you money because Sally Struthers needs a new fucking yacht. The only thing starving is your profits, and if you show starving kids, then you can get the suckers to send you guilt money, and the more I think about it, the more I want to see Ariana eating your fucking balls. And I'd love to be the one to serve them to her. And people actually send money. They dig up their checkbooks and they send money flying right over the heads of children who are starving in their own fucking neighborhoods. And they send it to Sally Struthers' yacht. You know, starving children is honestly no fucking joke. And people have a guilty conscience by nature, so they write out their checks to care once a month and they can sleep at night because they're making the world a better place. Well, you know what? Stop doing that, okay? Just fucking stop it. You're sending money to some company so you don't have to get your hands dirty purging your conscience of all the bad shit in the world, while I guarantee you there's a sick, starving, or dying child within 2 miles of you right now. You want to help make the world a better place, then you need to get off your ass and do it. There There is no easy, convenient, hassle-free, or fucking tax-deductible way to save the world, okay? You want to save Ariana, then you're going to have to dive into the shit water and pull her out, because I promise you, a guy in a three-piece suit sure as fuck isn't going to. This is Stu, your barefoot ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.